love, a spy, an assassin. Together they don't really know the entire story. Better watch out everyone, cause here comes Yuri. Oh, it's a spy family mandarin club. We hope you read along and share the love, related love. Twilight is always on the mission, and you really should stay out of. Eyes making faces, doing telepathy, trying to win the stellar stars with her best friend Becky. She's a gem. Oh, 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 oh. It's the spy family mandarin club. Someone wake up Luke, just give him a shove, give him a shove.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Spy Family Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science Family Manga Podcast Family. Not a network. I'm here with Luke Hollywood. What up, Luke?
What up, Jim? That was funky. Oh, my goodness.
You don't show up for a week. I get bored. I make theme songs that throw shade on you. Aww. Shade on you sleeping.
Well, you see, maybe that's, you know, I should not show up more often. Get some.
Yeah, and then we get more songs for a show we're not doing. What happens? There's many a version of that one, but here we are. Beautiful. And we're going to continue. What I found out after we did the first chapter, found out that this whole thing in trade is just one big thing. They don't separate it.
It's one volume?
Yeah, it's like, well, no, I'm saying it's like 80 pages of this one chapter. They just counted, like, because I did tell Stork that we were doing chapter 62, and he's like, oh, man, how are you and Luke going to get through that? It's like 90 pages. I'm like, what is he talking about? It's like, you know, budget.
He said that together.
Yeah, he said they're not separated like that in the deal, but that I guess maybe that's something that does happen. But, boy, if this would have been like 80-some pages, we might have skipped it. But we don't do that. So, luckily, it is, cut up. But, Luke, what are we talking about?
Well, this week, Jim, we have the Spy X Families Mission 62 Part 2, or as I like to call it, Jim, the day the croquette stand stood still.
That's right. I thought you were going to say it was something like, this chapter is the bomb. That's what I thought you were going to say. Because at the end of last chapter, the last part, we did have an explosion going on and everybody yelling, oh my God, Astanian army has crossed the border. We're being bombed. Everybody go. And then more and more bombs hit. One that looks, I swear, the first time I read it, I thought that it just landed right on top of Lloyd's head, but that's more of the
debris. Good thing he's got that helmet.
Oh, yeah, the helmet that actually got smashed up. So yeah, there's trouble, and he's a little kid. He liked to play war, him and his buddies. We think that...
But he didn't like playing the war in the real life. Oh my
that's
goodness.
It's not a game in real life, Lloyd. And he's like, where's the croquette lady? Lloyd as a kid is very kind of simple. Points, it's like, where's the croquette lady?
Croquette lady 6 feet under out in the rubble. Oh my goodness.
And then he looks like he turns around. Now, give him a little bit of benefit of the doubt. He's in concussion protocol right now. He does feel dazed.
Activated.
But the daze continues because the croquette lady, then he looks behind, the whole village is destroyed.
What are we going to do about the town fair? Oh no.
Because then his mom finds him. His mom comes running, looking everywhere frantically. He says, oh my God, you're safe. Oh my God, we got to get out of here. And then says, you're hurt. And he says, oh, my helmet saved me. And they are walking through just debris. At one point, you even see like kids. It's awful. Kids' shoes. These oranges, right? And so his one thing is like, his one thing is like, but we can't go because you end up where his mom says, we're going to pack up our stuff. We're going to go with your uncle in Kyleberg. How it is in Kyleberg. But she's like, oh my God. And he goes, we can't. What about my school? That's fine. But then he's like, the town fair's tomorrow. Okay. Like, what?
No, first off,
yeah, and I like that. It's like, we don't even have a town. She says, like, there's not going to be any town fair.
We have a fair around them oranges, are we? Oh, boy.
Yeah, really. So they start running, and as they're going, Lloyd's just looking around and seeing everything destroyed. And this is where, you know, you're already getting the idea. This is why he would be against war, why he wants peace, why he doesn't like Estonia, these sort of things. But he starts talking about grown-ups lie. They ended up where they promised us there wouldn't be a war, but now there was. And he doesn't get the concept of what's going on. He's just a kid. But these are kind of concepts that he keeps going on with. But he even admits he lied. Because he ended up getting that 10 Dalk.
Will he ever be able to pay back his daddy? Oh my God.
I love the idea that in this, you're just like, come on, dude, your dad's dead. Like, they never really tell him. But
we gotta go home and see daddy.
And yeah, dad won't know where we are. This is one of the things that's kind of funny that people will say, you know, you'll have it in a movie where the parents, usually they're doing something sus or whatever, and they're going, and then the kid's like, Santa won't know where to find us now. I guess Santa will find you. But yeah, like, we got to go back. Dad won't know where we are. She's like, yeah, he might be looking at us from above. It'd be funny if she started saying, like, things that she doesn't want to quite say it, but everything she says, Lloyd takes the wrong way. Well, what is he in the attic? Like, something like that. Like, he's dead. You would assume he's dead. We don't get it yet. But, you know, so there is, like, weird cuts here because, yeah, he's there. And he says, you know, I want to go back to our town and play with my friends again. He kind of thinks his friends are dead as well. But now,
hell.
Yeah, he's just fishing now. Like, it seems time has passed. She's up. His mom's upset. But
it's peaceful in Kyleberg, but not Kyleberg, for long.
Yeah, and so with that, I think that if I was Lloyd, I wouldn't be mad at any. I would think that I'm jinxed. Like, everywhere I go blows up because he's just having a good old time fishing, seems happy. Oh, man, I got fish. Mom's going to be so happy tonight. Boom. The whole town. Now this town's blowing up. And, you know, old hat Lloyd, he's just running. And everybody's like, where are you going? Because he needs to get to his mom. He needs to find his mom in this. And, yeah, it's like everybody's blown up. Like, he's in trouble. And we see that deal of what we saw before of him just standing in the middle of just destruction,
rubble,
dead people,
tanks,
rubble, tanks, cars,
all over
holy
the
moly. And then he says, and again, he wouldn't know, even if he has, like, oh man, I have cousins there, or whatever. I mean, he's just a little kid. He has no idea, has no way to get anywhere. So he says, I live like a rat in a gutter. I ended up scuttering about and I'd lost everything I cared about. The only thing left in the world, things I despised. That was when I picked up a gun.
Whoa.
Like, it can be really, like, darker.
Hardcore.
But you get stories. You're not going to get this much going forward as you did in World War One and Two, where there were a lot of people who, like, 13-year-olds who would lie to be able to go because they wanted to go and fight in the war. Right. They wanted to help out. Right. They wanted to do that. And that's what it seems like he did with his big... He keeps lying. And really, his whole life is lying because he's a spy. He's one of the masters of disguises. So he didn't learn the lesson of don't lie. He just learned the lesson of...
He's still waiting to pay back that 10 Dalk all these years later.
The 10 Dalk, and he's craving. He's like, the worst thing of all of this, I can't quite get a chicken croquette that tastes the same as that lady in the stall. Like, nobody gets the spices right. But he ends up, he goes to war, and he's fighting in there, and at one point, you have a lot of, like, symbolism as Lloyd is resting on top of what looks like a pile of bodies. And he says, how many bodies have to pile up before we see the light, before there's peace? And again, you go with this idea where, okay, he's a kid. He doesn't understand it. They're playing war, but now they're making war. And then where he goes off to war thinking he can make a difference. Like, he's going to be the one that's going to end. Like,
over.
But he said, almost imagine he's like, I've killed so many people, but this war keeps going on. So something has to change where he realizes that you have to do things in the spy type of way, behind the scenes or whatnot. But he's there. He's, you know, thinking, when is this all going to end? And he hears a shuffling, more of like somebody maybe slightly overweight running through the woods. I don't want to shame this guy.
It's me running to record this podcast.
I was
going to
say, it's you. Like, oh, yeah, running. No.
Running.
There'd be a lot of Z's.
You're running away. Oh my God.
Yeah, really, right. You're running the wrong way. Like, you're running the wrong way. But yeah, you end up where Lloyd's on the scene. Like, oh my God, who's this? This must be the enemy. And when he confronts this person, it's so funny. I forgot about this. And then when I read it, I'm like, oh, this has to be the nightmare of Luke Hollywood. Like,
I was having a great old chapter and
we're making jokes. We're having fun. It hits hard.
Oh, no.
Now for Luke Hollywood, because what you end up, this is the first meeting.
This is a bigger bomb drop than the one that landed on the croquette lady.
Frankie, he's there, and he's like, time out. Like you say that in war. Time out. Don't shoot. Stop. Don't shoot.
Don't take these backsies.
And the only thing that you want, you said, he'd be done. They would try to stop the chapter to get to continue, and you would have already, you're not listening to the mangaka. You're already pulling the trigger. Luke Hollywood's a murderer. like the idea that people would sit there and say, oh my God, like, what would have happened then going forward? You're like, I don't care. I just get no Frank.
He's done. And happy.
Yeah, in your mind. But yeah, this is the first meeting of them. And it kind of goes with the flow. And I think that this also will be that Frankie, because Frankie's kind of one of those resistance guys anyway, that he probably introduces Lloyd to that concept. Hey, I'm the one who's really trying to stop the war. Even though, really, Frankie at points should be Lloyd's greatest enemy, because Frankie will admit that he supplies to both sides. That he says, I don't pick a side. He ended up saying that to, you know, the other spy when they were doing their thing recently. But yeah, tennis. With that, nonsense. Again, you don't like any of these characters. I don't think you don't like Yor.
And maybe Anya and
Becky.
Yeah, Becky.
The kids are all good. But yeah. George. Bill.
Big forehead.
I like George and Bill. But yeah, so you end up where he doesn't shoot. Much to Luke's chagrin.
Why not?
He does not shoot, but that's the ending of it. It's quick. Because they are broken up in the deal, but I actually like it this way. You have some good cliffhangers, some things like that. So what would you give this?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I mean, we are enjoying this, you know, trip down the traumatic memory lane for Twilight here. It is cool to see, like, you know, we already had that, you know, original panel of him in the destruction. I like the way it even ties together. Even at the, once he becomes a soldier, he does the same kind of, like, wire like technique and blowing up the bombs that he did when they were kids.
So he learned.
Playtime has become reality.
It went from Home Alone to let's destroy everybody and kill everybody.
Oh my goodness. I was having a grand old time until that last page. But, you know, all that being said, I almost forgot about, you know, this Frankie, young Frankie, and how they met. I forgot about it too. So it was pretty cool seeing how it all lines up, even though I still think he should have pulled the trigger, Jim.
Yeah. Oh, what would you give it?
I'm going to pull the trigger on a 7.5 out of
10. 7.5? I'm an 8.5.
Oh.
I want this to be called How I Met Your Frankie. That's what this would have been called.
Frankie doesn't go to Hollywood.
You know, Frankie's in the woods huffing and puffing and calling time out. He's in big trouble. But that is that. So these are quick, but you get a background and see why Lloyd is so into trying to get peace. What's at stake? You know, because we're goofing around with, you know, the Stella stars and things like that. I think that they want to remind you occasionally of, this is kind of serious business, at least for Lloyd. So that is pretty good. You are a negative Nancy, but that is it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we will ask you, if you enjoy all of our reading clubs or just this one, you can go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/weirdsciencemanga, and you get a bunch of shows, including a lot of early access or even just access to our Manga Monday show, where me and Luke talk about one chapter of usually, you know, a newer manga, but we've done classics as well.
Certified bangers.
And what is this week's called again?
Oh, this week, put me on the spot.
Yeah, I thought that you knew, because I would have called it.
It's not Astro Boy, Jim. It's Astro Royale.
It is that. Astro Royale that just came out, so we're going to be talking about this week. So you can, if you want to listen to that and a bunch of others, including times where Luke has to admit that he knows nothing about sports, especially baseball. Those are always fun. Those are on there as well. But yeah, check those out over at patreon.com/weirdsciencemanga. But that is it, and we will talk to you all later. We have a spy, an assassin, and a gallery's mind. Family on a mission, child.